Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Mandy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Oh, good over here, Andy Bucker. As it is a beautiful Wednesday. As you know, halfway to the, as you always say, halfway to the weekend, halfway and all there. Those different things like that. Obviously, the Braves continue to beat. Like we just talked right before we came on. That has to be the worst baseball team I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, like,
yeah, they are.
Before Lou and them started ripping off clothes patches off old girl.
Yep.
Remember how bad they were in the movie?
They look like
that's what the Rockies
they look
like
the Major League Cleveland Indians.
They are awful, man.
That team was put together on purpose to lose so they could move to Miami.
Yes, they want, yeah.
Rachel Phelps, she wanted to move them down to Miami.
Yes.
Is the Rockies trying to move somewhere?
I don't know.
They're trying to get out of there? Because, like,
Are they going to be? No.
Been a lot of bad baseball teams, right?
Yes.
Like, obviously, the White Sox set the record for losses last year. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rockies beat it this year, as bad as they are. But, like, there's a difference between just kind of not being a very talented roster, which obviously they are not, and, you know, just, like, dropping pop-ups.
Yeah.
Miscommunication in the outfield. You had the triple that Eli White had last night and the overthrow into third base. It's just, like, constant missed cutoff men, bad judgment. Like, they're not good anyway.
Right.
But then they're compounding it by just, you know, terrible mental mistakes and fundamental mistakes and stuff like that. The problem is it's April still.
Yes.
Like, they're 4-25 and they haven't even quit yet.
We have this.
Wait till they quit.
I ask you this question all the time. It's like, what's it like covering a miserable baseball team?
It's miserable.
But no, what I'm saying is, this what's miserable times 10?
Yeah, right.
Because that's what this is.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being a beat writer that's got to be around this team every single day?
It's August 14th. You're down 7-2 in the second inning on the eighth game of a 10-game homestand, and you know you have to go into the locker room and interview I don't even know any of these guys' names. You got to talk to one of these guys because you got to find somebody to talk.
Yes,
because every story needs a quote, right?
Yeah. folks hide in the showers and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. in the training room.
That's why the name Willie Bloomquist is always the one I talk about, because Willie was the one that would talk every game.
Yeah.
All right, the Mariners have lost their 14th game in a row. The first team they were the first team to ever have a $100 million payroll and lose 100 games.
Right.
No, Ichiro doesn't speak English. Well, at least his interpreter's not around, so we're not talking to him. Felix didn't pitch today, so we can't talk to Felix. Carl Everett threw a full beer at a beat reporter yesterday, so I don't want to talk to him. All right, Willie Bloomquist, what's going on? You know, it's crazy.
It's bad.
But my thing with them is, they're really, really bad, but they're still trying right now.
Yeah.
Just wait till post All-Star break when these guys don't have anything to live for.
Oof.
I don't know what they're going to do. Anyway, it's their loss of the Braves game. The Braves beat them 8-2 last night. One game away from 500, can get back to 500 today with a win. Chris Sale on the mound, 3-10 first pitch. Feels like a nice little series sweep today to wrap things up against the Rockies.
Bullpen, so he can get some more rest for this Dodgers.
Oh, you want to save him?
Yeah, save him.
Interesting.
That's what I would think.
Interesting
idea. But anyways, and then, you know, as most things occur on this with one of these sports teams here in Atlanta, we got the news we were talking about yesterday that Abe wanted to make a segment out of us is about Drake London.
We still could.
Drake London does get his fifth year option.
Got his fifth year option.
Great news.
Yep.
And then obviously 3 minutes later, it comes down that the Atlanta Falcons have been fined $250,000 and D.C. Jeff Ulbrich $100,000 for his son being a dumbass.
Yep.
Period.
That's right. So we got to celebrate the Drake London thing for 45 seconds.
It literally felt like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then before you could even enjoy the glory of the it's not even a contract extension. They'll probably get one. We'll get to that. That'll be kind of the topic when you try to extend Drake and what that looks like and all that. We'll get to that later in the show. But yeah, you couldn't even enjoy the moment for 2 seconds before the NFL comes out with the announcement that, and we didn't know, like we talked about it on Monday once everybody found out that it was Jax Ulbrich
who his
buddies who were the ones prank calling people, messing with people on draft day. It wasn't just Shadur. They called a bunch of other people too. It sounds like it was like, well, the NFL can't do anything because they don't work for the NFL.
Right.
So, but apparently they can. It's because I guess they're blaming Ulbrich for leaving the tablet
they are.
Open
they
or
are.
Whatever, which again, it's like, I guess, You're at your own house, man.
Yeah, it's your house with your family.
With your family. Well, and yes. It's not like it's a 7-year-old who accidentally wanted to watch like Netflix on it and was messing with your tablet. It's a 21-year-old who's smart enough to know better, who went on there intentionally and got all these phone numbers and then perpetrated this stupidity. And so the Falcons, so Arthur Blank has to write a $250,000 check.
Yes. That's like...
Because the defensive coordinator of a guy who's never even been the defensive coordinator of the team yet, his dumbass son did that whatever that he did, and now I have to.
Telling you, man, because you asked me a question, what does $100,000 ass whip look like? I don't know. Because I know for a fact that my child would not do this. I just know they would.
Yeah, right.
I know they would. And right. I'm not saying they raised him wrong or nothing like that. He's a grown man now. Now, this is a situation where I always talk about these certain things about, you know, when you talk about the name on the back, because this I learned from football. See, you always talk about you represent the logo on the helmet. More important, you represent the name on the back of the jersey. In his case, you represent this name. This your father. You embarrassed the hell out of your family.
Yep.
All right.
Your dad's name's on TV right now.
Your dad's on TV. Not you.
For bad reasons.
It's a damn shame that you did this and embarrassed your damn family.
Yep.
That's exactly what you did. Going back to a situation that happened last night in the basketball game. This man embarrassed his damn child.
Yeah, Hal Burton's dad was out there acting like an absolute fool.
You embarrassed your child.
His son, who just won a great game, made the play of the game, had to go to the podium afterwards and apologize for the behavior of his dad.
Andy, I don't ever want my child to ever have to apologize for me.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to have to go to my job and have to apologize for my child. That was the one thing you worried about when working at home or something like that, and kid come up and yell in the microphone or something like that. I don't want to ever have to apologize to my boss because my child did something stupid. Same thing. I don't ever want to apologize. My children have to apologize. Like, who right. daddy is that? That's why, you know, when I go to these little league games with my children, I'm always like, did y'all just wake up looking for a fight? Y'all woke up looking for, because you can support your child without tearing down somebody else's. You can support your child by just cheering and rooting and all those different things. You don't got to go back and forth because, again, when you are at your child's sporting event, you are not supposed to be the star.
That's right. I thought Kenny Smith said it really well last night.
You're not supposed to be a star.
Enjoy the show. Don't become the show.
Yes.
You're not supposed to be a star. Even noticed.
Yes.
Really?
Like, yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the hell Shaq talking about. What the hell he talking about?
It's not even.
But still.
There's no use trying to figure that out.
Like, you embarrass and cost. First of all, you cost your daddy $100,000. Mm-hmm. All right, your daddy got plenty of money, played in the league a long time, been assistant coach all of them. So what?
Still, man, $100,000 of money, man.
They took $100,000. Like, and I'm serious. Like, this coming out your end.
It has to.
This coming out your end.
It has
to. All right, so, hey, baby, call Jeff and them over at the Trust and take some money. No, you know what, damn that. Take all of it. You ain't getting nothing. Yeah. How about that? You ain't getting nothing.
Yeah, no. We're gonna work out a system where it's what's an hour of your labor worth? What is it worth? Let's figure this out, and then we're gonna do the math, and you're gonna do that much work to pay this off from here until you pay it off. Because we're not just gonna do dad has enough money to pay for it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm getting something out of this. Denzel, my favorite quote from Denzel. I'll leave him with something.
Yeah. We're also not to be callous or anything like that and like whatever. We're not also not doing like the you don't then become the victim of
no,
the situation.
You ain't
either.
No victim.
Like
you ain't no victim.
You made it you did something stupid as a grown up. Now you have to deal with it. Now you have to atone for that one way or another, however it is that you're gonna go about doing that. So I mean, look, it's a horrible situation. Yeah, you have to find a way, just like every football coach says every time any team loses or makes a mistake, you have to find a way to learn from it.
Yes.
This is a horrible situation. It can't, don't let it define you. I mean, it will. Jack Solbrook is going to be remembered for this around here for a long, long time.
And his daddy, but
you're 21.
You got
a solid 60 on the other side of this thing.
You are a grown damn man.
You got to make something of this.
I have a 21-year-old son.
Yeah.
All right, I do. All right. And you know what I treat him like? A grown man.
Yeah, you know why? Because he is one.
Because he is one. He's no damn. You're not a damn child no more and all those different things. You're still my child, my son. I love you and everything, and I help you out and everything. But you're a grown man. And for you to sit there and do something like this, and now people talking about I don't give a good god doggone damn. All right? I really don't. Because you embarrass your family. And you embarrass this man that's worked his butt off. Brick came up the hard way to get to be the defensive coordinator of this team. And you mean to tell me They could fire your dad over this. And Arthur Blank, I know Arthur Blank got billions of dollars. You think he ain't pissed off about having to write a $250,000 check for something because that somebody else's child did?
Honestly, at this point, I didn't know that the NFL would take action like this and then fine. I didn't know that there was kind of precedent for it, but I understand how they could make that leap. I mean, the fact that this was what it was means they were probably considering more. Like,
yes.
That's as close as you can get to forfeiting a draft pick without forfeiting a draft pick. That's as close as you can get to getting fired without getting fired.
Yes, Andy.
Getting fined $100,000 by the league.
Up.
Oh, it's brought up. Yeah,
it was brought up.
It was
up.
Discussed.
Yes, it
There's
was.
No question
it
that
was
discussed
about him, his dad being fired and them losing something other than money.
And it all comes back to, I think, the two examples that we used there, and there's a lot of different examples that come up repeatedly, unfortunately, in life, but in sports as well. It's just really selfish. Like, it's just a really selfish way to behave, whether it's Tyrese Halliburton's dad last night making that moment about him and not about the incredible performance that his son and his son's team just put on, or Jax Ulbricht doing this, like, completely, like, selfish, dumb, like, zero forethought whatsoever act of, like, what could this possibly mean for my dad or
nothing.
The organization or anything like
think
that. You're just thinking, I don't know how.
Andy, this is like a 12-year-old might think like that.
Yeah.
What do you think, right?
We're talking about a 21-year-old in his case and a full-grown man, like, in Halliburton's dad's case. Like, that's what I don't understand. Is like, how do you get to the point of selfishness where you don't think for one second about, all right, if I do this, what's this look like? Like, if I do this, what are the ramifications of my actions?
And then you filmed it.
Which to me means you did think about the ramifications of your actions, and you thought, oh, this is going to be wonderful. Let's put this on social media and get a whole bunch of reaction because people are going to think this is great. I don't know, man.
Dummy.
I don't know. The downfall of society starts with the individual. Wow. I read that yesterday.
That's pretty damn deep there, Bonk.
Yeah.
Pretty deep.
It's on us. It's on us as individuals to make sure stuff like this doesn't happen. God, that's Ulbricht's got to be so mad. Mad's not even the right word. Embarrassed, furious, whatever. I don't know. A million emotions. That sucks. Really sucks. Falcons got fined $250,000 for it. He got fined $100,000 himself. So there you have it. And Drake London got his fifth-year option.
Woo!
Woo! Dang it. We'll come back and tell you what's trending. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, so here's what's trending. We'll get to some of the audio in just a minute, but the two biggest stories of the morning both broke right before we came on the air. Let's do it in opposite order so we could start with the bad one and then talk about the positive one. You know what I mean?
Sounds good.
Because the good one happened first, and then it got totally usurped by the bad one, which, unfortunately, just in the world of the Atlanta Falcons, tends to be how it works.
I mean,
right?
It's crazy. Anytime anything
good happens, it's like, just wait.
They had a really, really good draft, I thought.
I thought so, too.
And then right after that, what happened?
Yeah, then the Ulbricht thing.
The Ulbricht thing.
Yeah.
So,
Then the warning, and then the fine. So here's what happened. The NFL is fining the Atlanta Falcons $250,000 for a data breach, which is what one way to call Jeff Ulbricht's dumbass son getting on his team-issued iPad and stealing phone numbers. It's not like some elaborate hacking scheme.
He's probably Andy. He was probably in his living room or in his office working.
Yep.
And probably got up to do something.
Right.
And you're in your home. You don't think
you're
to do that.
Home.
You're at your home.
You're in your home.
You're in your damn home.
I know. That's why I don't blame Jeff Ulbricht in any way for it. Like, he was in his home working with his family there, which every person does all the time. And it's not even like, you know, it would be different if it was like a 14-year-old. You know what I mean? It would still be really bad and obviously, you know, similar.
I can take the blame for my 14-year-old.
Right, I have to own that. But a 21-year-old is smart enough to know the difference, obviously. And so Jeff Ulbricht is also getting fined $100,000 for the situation as well. And, you know, I didn't see that coming. I didn't know the NFL would be able to do that, since the guy that did the thing doesn't work for the NFL, but they're blaming the guy that does work for the NFL and the team that employs him. So ultimately, the Falcons, all told, and one of their employees got docked $350,000 today.
I don't know how you approach it. Like, if I'm Jeff, like, I mean, that's my son. I can't.
You're probably not disowning
him. You're not going to disown him, but you can't come to the. And Arthur Blank probably, I don't want him nowhere near my building.
No.
I don't want him nowhere near practice. And it's one of the things, like,
If you're not sitting at the box at games.
If this is my child, oh, you're calling Arthur Blank. You're gonna pick up the phone and call and apologize to this man for costing you money.
Yeah.
Now, me and your mama gonna talk about this.
Yeah, it's a different deal.
That's a different deal. It's a complete different deal.
That's a different deal.
Me and your mom gonna have to have a discussion about this because you cost us. That's our money.
$100,000.
You know what I'm saying? That's our money.
$100,000. You know, so much money.
Like. The kid's in college, so I'm pretty sure he's paying for it. I think it was a Barry. Barry ain't cheap.
I thought he went to Ole Miss.
I thought he went to Barry.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Anyways, it ain't cheap.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, get out of college. Nah. You're my child.
Picking up a campus job, though.
Yeah. Your ass working at the bookstore.
You're doing something.
You're working at the bookstore picking up damn duck poop or something.
Something.
You're going to have to come out. Mm-mm. Ooh, boy. I'm just telling you.
I know.
I'll take, but
I can't help myself as a parent. It's like, what would I do?
I'm taking everything away for you. If I pay for something, it's got to go. Oh,
gone.
That car,
gone.
Bring it in. That car, bring it here.
Yeah.
That cell phone on the family plan, every single thing.
Yeah, we're going on vacation.
You wanted to act like a child? I'm going to treat you like a damn child.
Oh, God.
But he's 21, and I could fight him. I can fight him. These are the things I'm talking about, dog. I'm talking about, you know, that jack up like
that's not child abuse.
Grab the front of your shirt.
That's not child abuse. That's just a fight.
You know what I got enough money to do? Get somebody to come put some drywall up on that wall.
Oh, sure.
I'm talking about, Andy, 21? And then you cost me $100,000?
Yeah, that was my question as soon as I saw the number. Mm-mm. What's $100,000 ass whooping look like? Because you're going to find out.
Ooh. Mama gonna have to get me up off of you. But the good news is that they spent
charity. Goes to charity. It's a good
news. It goes to charity.
The good news is Drake London got his fifth year picked up by the Falcons. No surprise, but the deadline was tomorrow for that. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. The question now becomes how hard do they try to work on a real extension before the season?
He's extension eligible. He's extension eligible.
You get the fifth year done just because the deadline was tomorrow and it buys you more time to negotiate. I would assume that they'll do a deal right at the beginning of training camp because that tends to be there.
But if I'm Drake and we're talking about extensions.
I know.
I mean.
I'm rolling the dice. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that. Because I think that's an interesting conversation about what kind of Drake has at stake by doing it now or waiting a year and doing it then. So we'll get to that. Let's talk a bit about what the Braves did last night.
Game two
in Colorado. They take it. They've won the series. They go for the sweep today. AJ Smith-Shawver, best start that he's had as a pro so far. And then, unfortunately, this happened.
Ooh, off of Smith-Shawver.
Yeah, man.
You just hope that he's okay. So I was hoping it got him maybe in the lat, muscle in the back, but that definitely hit his arm by the reaction.
Yeah, man.
Pitching arm.
Yeah, that was the young man did good.
Yeah, had a good start.
Did good. Yep. And I know we'll have Grant on later on because we remember.
He might have gone 7 if he wouldn't have taken that. He'd only thrown 59 pitches.
You remember when we used to talk about earning another start and everything, and he's at that level of earning his starts and everything at the bigs and things like that. So hopefully, because I think 8 put on here that they said that he's supposed to pitch him again on Monday, assuming that he can go. So let's hope it's nothing serious. You know, just going back to being a kid watching baseball and looking at that park, up there with Colorado, because remember the Galarraga and all those boys that knocked the hell out of the ball.
Dante Bichette.
Was the wind blowing in differently? Because the Braves didn't get no.
It was cold.
It was cold.
It was cold yesterday.
This was the softest contact hitting game I've ever seen.
I've never seen the Braves.
I've ever seen.
Like this era of the Braves where they're a power hitting team. I've never seen the Braves have back-to-back games with as much successful soft contact as they've had the last 2 days against Colorado Rockies.
Yes.
They had 14 hits yesterday. I think they had 14
hits
the day before.
They did.
They've scored 14 runs in 2 games and hit
none
homers.
In that park.
Which is, you know, obviously everybody knows how, you know, with the light air and all that kind of stuff.
Did the air get heavy?
They were talking about on the broadcast how cold it was. And then once the sun went down, it felt like you saw people in the stands all bundled up. So it's early season in Colorado, so it's still cold. But yeah, to score that many runs and get that many hits and really not hit the ball hard
at all.
It was a lot of little dribblers through and bloopers falling and another swinging bunt scored a run yesterday. Again, we'll take it. We're still very much in the realm of however it works, whatever. Like I'm not complaining about
wins. We talk bad about them if they did lose.
Yeah, I thought Ozzie looked a bit better yesterday.
He did.
There was a couple of just. They still swung at the first pitch, first at bat. like, come on, man. Like, are you trolling us now? What are you doing?
Wait for your pitch.
But he had a better approach as the game went on. Got two hits yesterday. I thought he had a really nice swing on his single that drove in Matt Olson later in the game. So hopefully that means things are coming around for him. Verdugo with another hit to lead off the game yesterday. He's been insane. They're 9-2 since they've added him to the team. And Eli White with his sixth straight game with an extra base hit.
Yes.
Okay.
I like Eli.
Whatever.
I like what Eli doing and everything.
Just keep doing it until Acuña comes back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And hopefully we'll get some word on when that's going to start, you know, as far as baseball activities with him. But yeah, today, you know, Chris Sale's going today. I would prefer them to just let him, because when do the Yankees? I mean, I'm sorry, Dodgers.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So he won't be.
So he won't go in the series.
So how about you just wait?
Yeah, just go, because they were thinking about doing a Blewett bullpen game.
Yeah, one day today.
Yesterday, they went Shaver, and he ended up going. Now, it probably would even be easier to do that if Shaver hadn't had that comebacker, because he would have gone 7.
Yeah.
And then you would just had to gone Montero. A Blewett did pitch yesterday in the ninth inning.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. I'd like to see Sale against the Dodgers. But I'd also like to see the Braves get back to .500 before they come home.
That's true. That's always good considering how we started. Ofer.
It's crazy.
Ofer.
I didn't think with as bad as that was that we'd be talking about. Well, I mean, I guess we talked about trying to get back to .500 by Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
This would be .500 by Cinco de Uno.
Yeah, man.
Oh, sorry, Uno de Mayo. My bad. The Mayo is the May.
Yeah.
The Cinco is the 5.
Yeah. But I don't know. That would be pretty. You called it.
Uno de Mayo.
You did say that. I forgot you did say that.
I just believe in them. They're just too good to be that bad.
You think so?
Yeah. And I think that is proven itself.
They're more of this. But I think this. Let's get through this game today before we start talking about this weekend series. Because this is a big ass series, dude.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big
ass. No, it would be really cool if they can come home at .500.
Yes.
And then take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. That's like a real hard reset on what happened at the beginning of the
year.
That would be really great. And again, a little surprising that you could feel that good about it that quickly after how bad you felt about it very recently. I mean, they were 0-7 not that long ago.
Yeah.
it's not that long ago that they limped home from that West Coast series, and we were like, what the hell is this team?
What the hell is going on?
All right, let's hear the good part from the Halliburton family last night.
Here comes Halliburton, hits the timeline with 7, outside the arc with 5, driving in the lane at the goal! He lays it in with 1 3/10 seconds to go! Milwaukee has no timeouts, they have to go the length! Ball is going to be played in by Antetokounmpo, he gets it to Trent, and this one is over! Unbelievable!
Oh man.
Choke.
I mean, Gary Trent,
unfortunately,
he was freaking outstanding.
The man made 4 threes in overtime.
Outstanding.
In a 5-minute overtime, he made 4 threes.
He was so good.
And no one's going to talk about it.
And nobody's going to talk about it.
Because he Bill Bucknered the ball right out of bounds.
I mean, damn. What about the series before that? He threw the ball right. I mean, he just, oh boy.
Yep.
But yeah, that was a great play. Halliburton is I know people call him overrated and all those different things. I still, when you tell me you're polling 100 people.
Yeah, it was 9 people that said that.
It was 9 people that said that.
It's really being blown out of proportion. Yeah. Maybe not 9. I think it was 9. Maybe it was 15 or 20. But it wasn't that many people that said that.
But still, what
say what you want. Tyrese Halliburton's in the second round of the playoffs for the second straight year, and he hit the game-winning shot in overtime yesterday against Giannis.
They picked so Giannis can get on him.
Call me overrated if you want.
He tweeted that. Overrated
I'm going
this.
The second
overrated
round of the playoffs. And then his dad went on the court and made a fool of himself, and unfortunately that was the story of the game. We'll get back into that as the show goes on. People just behaving foolishly these days.
Did you see this catch?
Which I did.
Oh, my God.
Dalton Varsho. What an absolute – what a menace. He turned, like, the biggest blunder of the day into the biggest highlight of the year. All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mamas.
Bing, bing, bing. Bang, bang, ba-bang.
That's what I be saying to my wife's mama right there. Sorry, Ms. Jackson, or whatever Allberg's wife's maiden name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of sorries.
Yeah, dog.
A lot of sorries.
I'm sorry what I got to do to your grandson.
He's going to have to come live with you, actually, for a couple of years. Yeah. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump day, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into some NBA playoff conversation at 12:20 as well. Didn't really get to talk about all of the games from last night and what's trending. The Pacers beat the Bucks in overtime. That was a really good game.
Yes, it was.
Credit to the Bucks for playing
that, man had 30,
that well.
30, 20, and 13.
Yeah, Giannis was trying to not go home.
God,
Giannis was trying to not go home. And look, Gary Trent played really well, too.
Dude, he was amazing.
Just made a couple blunders in overtime that everybody's going to remember. The Pacers are, you know, they made that run to the East Finals last year, and count me among the people that didn't really buy it as legit as far as, like, is this who they are now? And I still don't think it is, but you back it up with a series win the next year.
They got a good coach.
They got a good coach.
A very, very good All-NBA caliber player.
They have all, yeah. And they've got a lot of other
nice
pieces,
too.
They got two
of them, actually.
Yeah, Pascal Siakam's really good. I mean, Miles Turner is really good. Yes. He's a really good player.
That's been traded like
everyone's shocked that he's still there.
That's been traded. Yeah. That's been traded seven times in the past year. And everybody's what to do at the trade deadline.
Even
he's still there.
Yeah. Even the year after they go to the conference finals and they're pretty good this year, people are still like, well, I got to trade Miles Turner. This is like one of those things that has to. Andrew Nesmith is really good. Andrew Nemhard is. Aaron Nesmith, Andrew Nemhard. They got guys. They got a really good roster, and they're on to the next round of the playoffs. Now, who are they going to play? We don't know yet because the Pistons staved off elimination last night against the Knicks.
So they're not penciled into the Cavs. That's right, because Cavs number one seed. If the Pistons win, then Pistons go.
Yeah, right. That was a fun game last night too.
You called it though.
Yeah,
yeah, called it. You called it and everything like that. It's a lot of stuff going to go about that because of your best two players probably get not the best player, but your best clothes and everything. All of them get hurt on the same damn play. Mm-hmm. Got to come out the game, and then there's no dead ball.
They couldn't get them back in the game.
Yeah, there's no damn dead ball.
If you didn't see it. Like, Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson had to come out of the game with, like, 3.5, 4 minutes left because it was a physical game. And was it Cunningham that went to the hoop or whoever it was?
Yes.
But it was a big collision. Those guys had to come out of the game. Tibbs is trying to get him back in the game. He only has one timeout left, so he doesn't want to burn it. And they're standing there at the scorer's table for what seemed like forever.
Yes.
Like, the ball, they're up and down the floor, back and forth down the floor. There's no dead ball. And by the time they came back, by the time they called timeout and came back in the game was over, pretty much.
Yeah.
And OG Anunoby still hit a really big contested three to make it interesting down the stretch.
Where the hell was Cat? Where's Bridges? Where are all these other dudes?
I mean,
they're not in there.
Yeah, I mean, Cat, you know.
But you brought these guys
in.
It was his
game to disappear. He'll probably show up next game.
Yeah, but they back to Detroit. I mean, yeah. I would use timeout, damn it.
I would have too.
Yeah,
I would like.
You know, let me get my guys back.
Tibbs knows more, has forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever know in my life. Yes. But I got to get Jalen Brunson on the court as soon as possible. We'll figure out a way to get by the final 2 minutes of the game without a timeout. I got to get Jalen Brunson on the floor. And I don't know. I expect the Pistons to win game six and send that one back to Madison Square Garden. And I said it before the playoffs started. If the Knicks lose game seven at Madison Square Garden, they're going to fire Tibbs.
Remember I said that. I said, I think Detroit wins in seven. He's like, well, they got to fire Tibbs.
They're going to fire Tibbs.
They got to fire Tibbs.
Yeah, they could still. They got two games to win one.
Yeah.
And if they do, then they go on and all that. I don't understand. I watched a bit of the Celtics-Magic game just because it was on early and it was a slog in the first half and it was close at halftime. Neither team had 50 points. And then I'm watching the other games and I looked up and the Celtics won by 30.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell happened? This was a close basketball game, a low-scoring close basketball game. All of a sudden, the Celtics won 120-89.
Yes.
Paolo Banchero basically fouled out early in the third quarter.
He
got five fouls with like 10 minutes left in the third quarter, so they couldn't play him, and that was it.
He's probably like, let me get the hell out of here, man. Orlando. I got to live in Orlando. But, no, I mean, the Pistons, they're just that good of a team. You know, when they feel
Celtics.
Like they need – I mean, sorry, Celtics. Whenever they need to turn on, they'll turn on. And, I mean, we all knew that this was going to be like this, right? As far as the – like, they, I don't ever want to say that they gave up a game to Orlando. I think Orlando won that basketball game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's the damn Celtics.
That's right.
You know, if the Celtics played like they're capable of playing, they're sweeping everybody pretty much.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think a gentleman's sweep is probably the fitting way for it to go just because of how well Paolo played.
Yes.
And the season that the Magic had for them to get one off the Celtics. But, yeah, I mean, they weren't going to.
No.
They were going to beat them. The teams that deserved to get sweep got swept.
Oh, and they had a foul to give.
They did?
Oh,
come
they
on.
Damn sure did.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand.
Yes.
I don't understand how you let those guys sit on the sideline that long.
Wow.
And then if Jamal Murray is going to play like that,
then they're winning the championship again.
And if Russell Westbrook is going to play like
they're gonna
that,
they're going to win the championship
again. Then nobody can beat the Nuggets.
They're going to win the championship.
Like that was the best version of the Nuggets that you're going to get last night. And every time the Clippers tried to cut into that lead, Jamal Murray was just like, "Hang on a sec."
Yes.
And he went on a little personal 6-0 run or whatever the game needed. Because, I mean, look, Jokic was good. He didn't have to be great Jokic last night. Jamal Murray was incredible. And if Jamal Murray plays like that, like, nobody can beat the Nuggets.
Nope, nobody can beat them. And then when Russ, because this is the one thing about Russ, as we talked about Russ on Monday, you don't think Russ finna go ham in this next game because of what happened last night.
Oh, yeah. No, the thing about Russ is what he did last night is he thinks that's who he is.
But the thing
every
about,
night,
but
this, which is great.
But the thing with Russ is when he start hitting that short jumper, when he don't fully extend his arms, he be like, he get cute with it. Because that's what Russ does when he's feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Or he starts throwing those laser beam bank shots up from bad angles. Like, I don't know if there's any good players in the NBA outside, and they're both in that series, outside of Russell Westbrook and Kawhi, who get less arc on a jumper. That's a good jumper.
Dude.
Like, Kawhi just, he jumps so damn high, he throws it down at the
yes.
hoop, and it's a straight line, and it goes in. Like, when he had that game the other night where he went 15 of 19,
yes.
every single shot was like darts.
Yes.
It was and crazy.
It was wet. And it was wet. Old Beard didn't have his best night.
No.
He didn't have his best night.
No, and he had a really, really bad defensive night. He's really bad defensively, but he had a really bad defensive night.
But the thing about it, when he's never going to lock anybody down. But he can play defense.
Last night was more just like he like lost focus. There was just multiple times where he lost focus.
Yeah, you're like, where are
and
you, where
the
are you
guy who he was defending would just back cut him and get an easy layup.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how to explain why he was doing that. But
hey.
If the Nuggets play like that, they're going back to the finals.
But that's the thing about it. Can Jamal be consistent? Because, I mean, that's when they went on that title run, it was him.
Yeah.
Even in the bubble run.
Yeah, he played like that.
You know, but now it's like whatever, whatever. But no, as long as they got Joker, they got an opportunity. But the worst thing about what happened, obviously, father running onto the damn court is just bad. I mean, that's just bad. Meaning, like, what is going to be the punishment? Because if that was a fan,
right.
his ass would be banned.
Yeah, that's Tyrese Halliburton's dad at the end of the game last night.
But,
runs on the floor with like a towel,
yeah.
like a Halliburton towel or whatever. And was cussing at Giannis, and luckily Giannis is the calmest person in the universe.
Did you see that when that bang poked out?
Yeah, he wanted to harm him.
I thought he was going to drop him.
He wanted to.
Now, I go back to this. If that was Bobby Portis,
yeah,
Bobby Portis would have broke Mr. Halliburton's face.
Yeah, he would have got, what was the Bulls teammate that got broken in half?
Yes, he would have broken his face.
Yeah, it would have, yes.
But the restraint that Giannis had.
He picked the right guy to do that to, I
was like, because I'm like, okay, I know that's his daddy, and I know he's supposed to be proud of his boy. You know what I mean? But then I was listening to these folks on TV, and they were like, his daddy got all kind of complaints against him.
Oh, really?
With the league.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Okay.
You know, and so, because if this is a fan that does this, his ass is gone.
Oh.
You can't come back in this building.
Yeah, if a fan gets into a confrontation with Giannis, that fan's banned for
life. But
ain't
no Andy, he walked on the damn floor.
Right.
It ain't Giannis walking out to the tunnel.
Right. The guy,
he walked up to Giannis
and sort of instigated the confrontation. And again, he's lucky because Giannis, big fella. If Giannis wanted to put him in the next week, he could have.
So what do you do? Can you ban this kid, this young man, this player?
You can.
Why don't you?
You can.
I think he should be banned. That's my personal opinion. Now, they're going to put him up in the suite and all that. No, put his ass at home.
It's never good when you have to start putting up guardrails to protect adults from acting stupidly.
Yes. No,
well, you know, he can't control himself when he's down by the court.
Put him at home.
Put him in a suite.
Your child should never have to apologize for your ass.
Yeah, it's a shame.
For something you did at a sporting event. No. It's like Tyrese Halliburton said, I don't agree with my pops. He was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right he was wrong. But he's emotional. Not, we got to get over this emotional makes you do dumb.
You're allowed to feel emotions.
Yes.
You're not allowed to behave emotionally.
You're going to walk on the court?
Yeah.
Walk on the court.
Yeah, that's insane. They should ban him.
That restraint that Giannis had. I was like, but then who was the other dude he got into? Because he grabbed another dude.
Yeah, it was Benedict Mathurin.
What the hell
did he do? One of the backup guys. I don't know. They were like having a talk. Maybe they know each other.
I hope they do.
Now, Giannis was palming the back of his head in
exactly.
a way that I wouldn't have liked either.
Again,
if I was Benedict
Mathurin, you're not going to grab me like this.
I would have been a little bit like, all right, let go of my head.
Like, there's a couple things that as I have entered into my grown-ass damn man phase ever since I was four. Don't grab me by the back of my head like that.
He was palming his head like a grapefruit.
Don't grab the back of my head like that.
Yeah, I don't care what we're talking about.
I don't care what we're talking about.
He was holding him like a newborn.
Yes, he was.
You got to let go of my head.
Dude, there's no way in hell.
Yeah. No, I think Benedict Mathurin was well within his rights for getting frustrated in that moment.
Like, did he say something to him?
I don't know what he said, but he's holding.
There's no way.
He was holding his head like a child.
Like that, man. Like,
the honest big ass hands too.
Listen to me.
He's got like, huge hands.
Like he's like, or look at me.
Listen to me, Benedict.
Look at me.
Yeah, no, Benedict was right to get mad about that.
You're not going
to
grab my damn head, man.
And, yeah, so Giannis is getting into it with everybody. So
tonight? Oh, the Lakers tonight. You think Ant-Man puts him out tonight?
I think the Lakers are going to win tonight.
Okay.
I think the Lakers will win tonight at home. Okay. I think they got too much talent and pride to go out in five. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could almost see the Lakers because, like, Timberwolves threw a lot at them in that last game. Now, the Lakers are tired as hell because they all played the whole second half. Right. I think the Lakers will win tonight. I think the Warriors will put the Rockets out.
You think so? I think the Rockets will get this one.
You do?
Yeah, I think the Rockets will get tonight. But ultimately, I think that the Warriors end up winning this game. I mean, Jimmy was outstanding.
So, wait, you think the Rockets are going to win tonight?
I think Rockets will win tonight, but I think the Warriors win the series.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, I think they end up winning the series. And for some reason, I think the Lakers are going to just win the series.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they'll come back and get it?
I do.
I don't think Ant will let that happen in Minnesota. But I think they'll win tonight, and then I think they'll get back to Minnesota, and Ant will do.
I think Ant's coming for the neck tonight. I think he's coming, and he might drop 50.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if he does. If he gets the Jaden McDaniels that he's gotten so far this series, they're going to win.
They're winning tonight.
That's it for me. Like, and that's when they went on their run last year. He turned into this type of guy, and he's been hurt a lot of this year, so that's a lot of why he hadn't looked like this. But, yeah, no, if Jaden McDaniels comes along with him, they can beat anybody. All right, a couple minutes left here before we get to an NFL no huddle. Drake London got the fifth-year option picked up by the team today. That means he's fully guaranteed for this year and next year.
Yeah, $20 million.
If they don't do anything. Now the question is, at what point do you go about trying to get a real long-term extension for Drake London? And if you're Drake London, how do you play it? Because if you're Drake, like, okay, yeah, I could sign a long-term extension with you right now for sure, for whatever the conversation is. Or I could play a whole year with Michael Penix, who seemed to really like throwing me the football, have the best year of my career.
Coming off of the best year of my career.
And then go to the bargaining table and really see what I can get.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at where the salaries are, we just saw, you know, Jamar Chase get 40. Whereas Justin Jefferson around 35,
right.
CeeDee Lamb's around 34. If I'm Drake London, people, I'm looking at that.
Because that's not where he is now.
No.
Like, there's no way the conversation starts there now.
No.
And if you're the Falcons, you'd be smart to try to get
him. If you're the Falcons, you're trying to get him under 30 right now.
Sure.
Right now. Yeah. Here, like how the Eagles do their thing. Let's see if we can get this extension. And hopefully he likes to be here and all these different things. And then you give him a four-year, $100-something million, whatever contract.
Because if you can get it done right now for like 28 or something like that
you've won it.
You love it.
Yes.
Because he's 1 year away from being in that 35-plus conversation.
Because think about Drake. Drake ain't falling off.
No, he's gotten better every
Drake's
year.
Drake's gotten better every damn year.
And it's just, you know, no coincidence that he's played with better quarterback play as the years have gone on.
Right.
Next year, hopefully, he'll play with a quarterback who is at that level and plays at that level for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you saw it in the final couple games. Like, Penix threw him the ball.
Yeah.
He threw him the ball.
Yeah, and because he plays that slot position where I keep saying it and I won't back off or where Kyle should be, he's going to eat. He's going to eat. And so, it's always the risk of all the, you know, the injury risk and all that stuff. But, yeah, if I'm drinking his people, I'm waiting.
Yeah, I think probably I will, too.
Depending on what they come with first. Depending on the first offer, what they come with. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Yeah, Falcons want to get it done as soon as possible. Yeah. Drake wants to get it done after he has 1,412 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I want Drake London to have 1,412 touchdowns.
And it's so possible.
Boy, would that be.
Is he with 13 and with 10 last year? Like that?
Did he really?
I think he had 1,300, if I'm not mistaken.
That's wild. All right. Yeah. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.